in a few minutes how Russians are reacting to their collapsing economy.
But first, to a seismic shift today in U.S.-Cuba relations.
In the most significant changes in our policy in more than 50 years, we will end an outdated approach that for decades has failed to advance our interests, and instead, we will begin to normalize relations between our two countries. Through these changes, we intend to create more opportunities for the American and Cuban people and begin a new chapter among the nations of the Americas.
President Obama speaking earlier today. Among the changes the U.S. will make to begin to normalize relations with Cuba, expanded banking, trade and travel, and opening a U.S. embassy in Havana. The president's announcement came after news that Cuba has released American Alan Gross, a contractor for USAID who had been in prison there for the past 5 years. NPR White House correspondent Scott Horsley joins us from Washington with more on this. And Scott, so much to go through here. Let's start with the embassy. The last U.S. embassy in Cuba closed in 1961. Now the White House says it wants to open one within the next few months.
Right. And of course, the embassy is just a symbol of those newly normalized relations with Cuba. And that is, as the president himself said, the biggest policy change in more than five decades. It's been 50 plus years of trying to freeze out Cuba in the name of bringing democracy and freedom to that island country. And it hasn't worked. Obama says time to try something different.
Well, one thing that they will be doing differently is a change in the travel policy, which is going to be relaxed even further. Tell us about that.
That's right. The administration had already eased some of the restrictions on travel and commerce with Cuba, making it easier, for example, for Cuban Americans to send money home to their families and for Americans in lots of different categories to visit Cuba. Now the White House is going to go further and just push those policies as far as they possibly can. Now, the embargo, the U.S. embargo on Cuba, will still be in effect. That's legislation, and that can't be actually lifted without an act of Congress. And the White House is frank in saying they don't anticipate any kind of act of Congress anytime soon. But in the meantime, they are going to push the limits of the law and make it even easier for more Americans to visit Cuba. The president said he thinks Americans themselves, American visitors, are the best ambassadors for our way of life and our values. And it'll be possible for Cuban Americans to send more money home. And those who do visit Cuba will be able to come back with more merchandise, including up to $100 worth of Cuban cigars for personal consumption.
All right. So the ban on importing Cuban cigars is over, but with some limits, it appears. Are there any other big policy changes we should know about?
Yes, there's a lot of big policy changes. And just to give you an idea of that, when the White House kind of gave a background session for reporters to talk about this, they had folks from the Commerce Department, from the Treasury Department, from the State Department. This will reach into lots of branches of the bureaucracy. And again, the real goal here is to push the executive powers as far as they can within the limits of the legislated embargo.
And President Raul Castro in Cuba spoke this afternoon. What did he have to say?
Well, Castro was somewhat conciliatory. He also stressed that this doesn't mean that the economic blockade that's been in place for five plus decades is gone, and he called on America to lift that blockade. But he praised the president for taking these steps, and he also welcomed the release of some Cuban spies who'd been held in this country for many, many years.
Well, let's talk about that. This is the other big news of the day, the release of Alan Gross, as we said, who'd been in prison in Cuba for the last 5 years. He was working there as a contractor for USAID. How central was Alan Gross's release to these policy changes announced today?
It was really the linchpin. Obviously, this is a policy shift that the White House has wanted to take, that President Obama has wanted to take for many years. Even back when he was campaigning in 2007, 2008, remember, he said it's time to have more openness towards Cuba. Isolation is not working. But so long as Alan Gross, this contractor for USAID, was being held prisoner in Cuba, wrongly imprisoned in the eyes of the United States, it was really impossible for the U.S. to adopt this kind of change. So the release of Alan Gross on what the White House is calling humanitarian grounds cleared the way for these policy moves to go forward. And at the same time, there's this prisoner swap between both Cuban spies going back to Cuba and an important American intelligence asset, unnamed, but who was imprisoned in Cuba for close to 20 years, who's also been set free.
For 20 years, and I'm sure we're going to be hearing more about that in the coming days. And we should say, in the case of Alan Gross, it appears that Pope Francis was involved in that.
Well, I think Pope Francis actually played a significant role in this whole opening. Now, the U.S. and Cuba were already talking as far back as the spring of 2013. But when President Obama met with Pope Francis at the Vatican earlier this year, aides say the two men talked about Cuba as much as they talked about any other subject. And after that, Pope Francis wrote a personal appeal both to President Obama and to Raul Castro in Cuba, urging them to work together to end these decades of isolation. And the Vatican actually hosted the final face-to-face negotiating session earlier this fall. There had also been a number of in-person negotiations in Canada to facilitate this policy change.
And we're already hearing from Republicans who are not in favor of what the president is doing here. Scott, just give us a sense of the reaction from Republicans.
Well, Marco Rubio has been outspoken in opposition to this, but it's interesting. A poll taken in Florida earlier this year found majority support for this kind of policy, and even among Republicans, more people opposed this kind of more people favored this kind of opening than opposed it.
NPR White House correspondent Scott Horsley with the latest on this momentous day in Washington and a major shift in policy towards Cuba. Scott, thanks.
My pleasure, Jeremy.